and LBJ and Moorhead.
There's LBJ and Moorhead. I'm not supposed to ask how old you are, am I?
29.
29,
yeah,
okay.
I just turned 29.
All right. My son went to the same places. He's 32 now, and my daughters are older.
Huh.
You wouldn't have known him in Moorhead because he was put in this special class for bad kids.
Oh. Well, Moorhead was full of bad kids. It was all bad kids. I think there had to be a special class for that, but...
Well... Yeah, well, he was a bum. I had two perfect daughters, and then this boy, he's lucky to be alive.
Hmm.
But, the marijuana stuff that the kids do, you know? And
although, by today's standards, that's like nothing.
Well, I gotta be honest. He was like me.
Mm.
When I was young, I smoked and I drank when you weren't supposed to do it. And if we'd have had drugs, I'd have been in that too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's turned his life around. He is a super kid. He's got a good job. He's an aerospace engineer.
Wow.
I'd like for him to meet you. Because he's a little on the shy side. He was married for 7 years and then she dumped him. Said she wanted to find herself.
That's interesting.
So, and I've got two young nieces that are 21 and 23. They were just out here visiting. And I asked them about guys, and they said, nope, there aren't any. Guys are like parking spots. All the good ones are taken, you know.
Yeah.
And they're in their young 20s. And so I hear it from both sides. The girls can't find the guys. Here, my son, he's up there in Washington, D.C., out in the suburbs. We're in the kind of wealthy area where he works, and he doesn't have any dates.
Well, I'd love to meet him, but I don't know when I'm going
to
get up to Washington, D.C.
Washington. Well,
that's even like a 2-day trip for me, I think.
Well, we just got back from there. We flew, but we went up to visit him. We hadn't seen him since he's been back. He started work up there, and now he's back up there again.
Mm-hmm.
He just loves his job, and he likes the country there. He likes everything about it. And you know what we did? We went to see Star Wars. We went all the way to Washington, and his office mate, who is married, she got a bunch of tickets to see Star Wars at a theater kind of up in the northern part of Washington, of D.C., and he asked us if we want to go. We said, sure. So she got the tickets for us. And we took the metro, the subway. It took us about an hour up Connecticut Avenue and got off. And here's this old-timey theater built back in the 30s and line of kids. And we went up there to his bunch. He had 32. He was the oldest of the bunch. There were about 12, about a dozen of these young engineers, all with masters and doctorates, that are doing all this fancy aerospace stuff. You know, in the high-tech area up there.
They're all really
They're all really young.
Wow.
Scary.
It is scary. Now, at UTEP, when my best friend was going to get her master's in computer science, there was a professor who was 26.
No kidding.
No.
He wasn't a full professor.
He was Indian. No, he wasn't a full professor, but he was...
From India?
He was
East
from
India?
Yeah. I don't know which part of India he was from.
They're strange people.
I have some friends who are Indian. They sure are smart, though. Their schools are good.
Well, you're looking at the cream of the crop.
That's
there.
That's true.
You know, and that's the same in England. When you see these well-educated people, they're the top of
the society. Yeah, I guess they don't get over to the United States unless they have something to offer. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had an employee named Yusuf. I used to kid him every time we'd talk about Montezuma and